WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. This is Brooklyn Weston, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism, your daily dose of timeless wisdom for navigating today's crazy world. Now, let's be honest. Who here hasn't felt like time is slipping through their fingers faster than a greased eel on a hot summer day? Ever look at the clock and wonder where the heck did all that precious time go? We're all running around like chickens with our heads cut off, trying to juggle work, family, hobbies, and maybe even squeeze in a quick nap somewhere. But what if I told you there's a way to reclaim control of your time, to actually feel like you have enough hours in the day? Well, guess what? It's totally possible. And it all starts with a little something called Stoicism, not some ancient philosophy that makes you wear a toga and chant in Latin, trust me. We're talking practical tools and strategies that can seriously upgrade your time management game. Today, we're diving deep into how to use the wisdom of the Stoics to become the ultimate time master. Get ready to conquer your calendar and actually enjoy the ride. Here are 5 golden nuggets straight from the Stoic playbook to help you boss your schedule. 1. Focus on what you can control. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic, fuming about being late for a meeting. Does that anger make you magically appear at your destination faster? Nope. The only thing you can truly control is your reaction. Stay calm, listen to some music, maybe even catch up on a few emails. Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what's within our sphere of influence. It's like choosing to dance in the rain instead of letting it ruin your whole day. 2. Prioritize like a boss. Ever get overwhelmed by that never-ending to-do list? The Stoics were all about prioritizing tasks based on importance, not just urgency. Think of it like this. You wouldn't spend all day cleaning your house if your car was about to break down, right? Same goes for life. Identify the most impactful tasks and tackle them first, leaving less crucial stuff for later. 3. Embrace the power of no. This one's a tough but essential skill. Saying no doesn't mean you're being rude, it means you're protecting your time and energy for what truly matters. Remember that Stoic concept of living in accordance with nature. Saying yes to everything is like trying to juggle 1,000 flaming torches. Eventually, something's gotta burn. 4. Break it down. Big projects can feel paralyzing, right? The Stoics believed in breaking down daunting tasks into smaller, manageable steps. It's like climbing a mountain. You don't try to reach the summit in one leap, you take it one step at a time. Each small victory builds momentum and keeps you moving forward. 5. Timeboxing your secret weapon. Imagine assigning specific time slots for different activities, just like scheduling a meeting with yourself. This is called timeboxing, and it's a game changer. It helps you stay focused, prevents procrastination, and actually makes it fun to get stuff done. Okay, now let me tell you about a time when I seriously needed to up my time management game. Remember that epic trip I took to Thailand last year? Let's just say I was trying to cram in as much as possible, exploring ancient temples, diving with colorful coral reefs, learning to cook authentic Thai dishes, and all while keeping up with emails and deadlines back home. I was running around like a headless chicken, constantly feeling stressed and overwhelmed. That's when I realized I needed to apply some serious Stoic wisdom. So, I started prioritizing activities based on what truly mattered. I learned to say no to some things that weren't essential. And guess what? It worked. By using timeboxing and focusing my energy on the most impactful experiences, I ended up having an amazing trip without feeling like I was constantly chasing my tail. So remember, friends, Stoicism isn't about being a monk in a cave, it's about using ancient wisdom to navigate the modern world with more clarity, purpose, and yes, even time freedom. This is your call to action. What's one Stoic principle you can implement into your daily routine starting today? I want to hear all about it on social media. Tag me at Brooklyn Weston. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Modern Stoicism. Keep rocking those ancient wisdom vibes.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.